Good morning. Wake up, sleeper. It's time to get going today. This is your wake-up call. I'm all out of sorts already, aren't I? It is Thursday, September the 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. All right, let's dive straight away into consecration. Let me just remind us again, the Jesus Manifesto Challenge, rememberizing challenge is real. We're moving with it. We're to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. How about I just say it now? This is such an encapsulated summary of the whole letter, if not the whole New Testament, maybe even the whole Bible. Okay, I'll just be bold. Hear it now. Say it with me if you're learning it. If you got your page that we've printed it on, the PDF, we're continuing to make that available. We'll put that in the notes today. Therefore, I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. I think the thing says this is your true and proper worship. I'm going back to the NIV 1984 all the time, inadvertently. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You hear it all there? There it is. Consecration, transformation, demonstration. Let's jump into consecration right now. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled The Butterflied Heart. Our text is Romans chapter 2, verses 25 to 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. Circumcision has value if you observe the law. But if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. So then, if those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you who, even though you have written the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. A person is not a Jew who is one only outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. The bottom line of chapter 2 of Romans is this. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Jew or Gentile, a sinner is a sinner is a sinner, and we are all one of them. Stop comparing. Stop judging. Stop faking. Today, Paul drops a bomb of a hint about all the goodness to come. The hint comes in this stunning phrase, a heretofore uncombined combination of words, circumcision of the heart by the Spirit. It's huge. Write that one in your journal. Underline it twice. Highlight it. Circumcision of the heart by the Spirit. So think about circumcision, and I'll spare you the graphic details. Now think about the heart, which Paul poignantly chooses as a metaphor. Now think about the Holy Spirit. Circumcision of the heart by the Spirit. Now, besides everything, what did circumcision mean to the Jews? It was the mark of belonging to God. The circumcised heart is the mark of belonging to Jesus. It is not a mark made by human hands, but by the Holy Spirit. I see it as the cauterizing of the cross. I got an interesting text message from a friend, and it was in response to the entry where I was super real about my body and losing weight. I'm going to give you the thread. I'll read, friend, me, friend, friend, me. You'll get it. Here's what my friend said. Dear Jesus, turn my heart into a fillet of surrender today. Here's me. What do you mean by fillet? My friend said, I had a dream years ago that my heart was split like a fillet, and all these butterflies came flying out, and they all went different ways to do good things for Jesus. And I was so peaceful. I still envision it and feel like all is well. The friend went on, I guess it's more like butterflying meat, which to me brings it a step deeper. Now here's what I said. The Bible calls what you are referring to as the circumcision of the heart, which signifies the kind of surrender you are referring to, which releases the kind of flourishing you describe with the butterflies. And then my friend says, P.S. to John David, get rid of the scale. I know many of you want this very thing for your life too, this circumcision of the heart by the Holy Spirit. You know what? Jesus knows it too. He sees your heart, and it pleases him. I asked Jesus if he would speak to you today by his Spirit through my yielded heart and free-flowing words. I am asking Jesus to circumcise your heart by his Spirit right here and right now. Here's my sense of what he might be saying to you today. Just open your heart to this. My daughter, my son, I see you and I delight in you greatly. I don't want anything from you. I am not looking for you to do something for me. I am not needing you to try to become someone for me. I simply want you, the real, deep, true you, not the person you think you should be, or the one you hoped you would become by now, or even the one you take pride in having become. I want the you who you were when you were a child, before it all became so complicated and broken, and many other things it was never meant to be. Bring me your heart now, that it might be circumcised by my spirit, butterflied, laid open, and made whole again. I want you to let all the broken past be finally buried now, as in a grave, my grave, where I can cut it away like the lesions it has become on your soul, compromising and often crushing your true identity. I will give back your wounds as resurrected scars of glory. I'll give back your ashes as resurrected beauty. I'll give back your canceled sins as stories of salvation. I'll give back your brokenness as resurrected blessedness. All of this suffering I will give back to you as a song you will sing to me for the rest of your days, until the day you sing it before me, face to face. And I'm not looking for the you of your achievements and accolades and accomplishments, the you that you clamor for others to see. I want you to put all that on the shelf, my shelf, and let me cut away the broken attachments to your heart and heal the distortions they have done to your soul. I simply want you, like a child who can be held, carried, embraced, and blessed for nothing but love. I will give back your insecurities as the mighty fortress of my safe and secure presence. I'll give back your achievements in the form of my affirmation over your deepest identity, which has nothing to do with your performance. I'll give back your trophies, stripped of their idolatry and resurrected from the dead, as tokens of my glory you will one day lay at my feet again. Give me your heart in full surrender, fuller than ever before. Trust me completely and with abandon. Find your knees, make an altar, and do whatever it takes to mark these moments, for these are the moments I am marking you. I am writing my name on your heart again. And I know you may have done this before, and you will certainly do it again. What's important is you do it now, right now, bringing your heart just as you are. No expectation, no anticipation, feeling it or not, willing or willful, just bring a pure, unbridled, unconditional gift of your deepest heart to me in love. You belong to me. I belong to you. This is love, and you will never be the same again. Just let that sink in and settle over you. And let's pray. Jesus, we belong to you. Yes, Jesus, I belong to you. And Jesus, you are the gospel, the pure, unadulterated, too good to be true, but true goodness of God. I not only believe you today, but I receive you. I receive you in greater measure than ever before. I want the circumcision of my heart by the Spirit. I sense it will be costly, and yet nowhere near as costly as a life lived without it. Holy Spirit, lead me into this deep place with Jesus anew and afresh. This will be waking up. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Couple of journal prompts. Did you enter into this prayer of the circumcision of the heart today? Did you receive and hear those words that I believe the Lord gave me for you? So journal this. What happened? What is happening? And what holds you back? Yeah. Well, I'm going to lead us in a song today. I'm going to lead us in the classic kind of song that comes out of Psalm 51. I believe Keith Green wrote it years ago. It's called Creating Me a Clean Heart. I'll sing it through a couple times. You can look the words up on the internet if you need them. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Same words. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O God. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew a right spirit within me. Let's sing it again. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, oh God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. What a song. It's just a straight word of God, isn't it? Just keep singing that today. Just encourage you to linger with Jesus a little longer if you can today. Just go back and ponder over that word that I offered. This is a moment that can really lead to a new move of Jesus in your life. Well, we've got to get going, though, after a minute of that lingering, if you're able. Some of you need to go now. Some of you already left, and I send you with my blessing. As I was leading this, it was just surprising outside. It was just kind of a hot day. I looked at the weather this morning. It just looked sunny, hot. But right in the midst of this entry today, it started to rain. Just a shower. Just kind of a summer, late summer, early fall shower. I think it was a sign. I think it was a sign that the Lord is moving in your life right now. There's nothing you got to do but receive it. Say, yes, I receive it, Jesus. Take me. Take me onward. He's doing a new thing. He's cutting away the past. You're going to forget the former things. You're not going to dwell on the past anymore. It's like he's saying, behold, I am doing a new thing, and now it's springing up. And then he's asking you, do you not perceive it? That's what he's calling you. Just lean in. Say, Holy Spirit, open the eyes of my heart to perceive the new work that you're doing. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. He does it. He's doing it. Embrace it. Receive it. Write it down. He's good. He's better than we can imagine. And he loves you. That's Isaiah 43, that text that I was just going through. All right, gang, get your seeds. It's time to hit the fields. It's time to sow this love, this encouragement, this goodness, this gospel everywhere we go and to everyone we meet in some way, form, or fashion. Maybe just through your smile. Just Jesus is present in you, and he's going to be present through you with others. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt, and I'll see you on the field.